Yesterday, I talked about declines in birds that used to be common in the upper Midwest. Our best tool for quantifying breeding birds is the Breeding Bird Survey, which was started in 1966 by one of my heroes, Chandler Robbins of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. There are 3,700 roadside survey routes in the United States and Canada. Each one is 24.5 miles long, with 50 stops, each exactly 1/2 mile apart. Participants run their route beginning at a set time before dawn on a reasonably calm, non-rainy day in June, pulling over at each stop to count every bird they see or hear in a 3-minute period. Usually, the participant has an assistant who writes down all the data. Obviously, some of the birds seen or heard are simply passing through, and many birds are not detected at all. But over time, because each route is run in the same sequence by the same experienced counters, these routes provide an excellent index of the number of birds holding territories along each route. But the Breeding Bird Survey has some serious drawbacks. First, these roadside surveys are rerouted when necessary as various roads become more heavily used and thus more dangerous. My own route was rerouted as the dirt road it originally ran along was paved and then got too busy. As necessary as this was, little by little, rerouting compromises the data because the routes were originally selected randomly but now are skewing toward less developed areas and bird species that are less likely to associate with people. Equally troublesome, the Breeding Bird Survey protocol is to count every singing bird, so a very high percentage of all the birds counted are breeding males on territory. This is exactly what the survey is designed to do, but there is no way of assessing how many floaters, that is, extra birds that don't have available territories so are not singing, are out there. Of course, those birds quietly waiting in the wings are pretty much impossible to detect no matter what we do. But there is really good evidence that there used to be a lot of these floaters out there and that there probably are not nearly as many anymore. In his 1945 text, Modern Bird Study, Ludlow Griscom wrote, "An acquaintance of mine made a very interesting but somewhat cruel experiment some years ago with the indigo bunting. Finding a nesting pair near his house, he proceeded to shoot the male. The next day, the female had secured another male that sang in the same territory claimed by the first mate. He proceeded to shoot the second male. This kept on until he had shot 9 different male indigo buntings, and he left the 10th to help the female raise her family." Griscom's report predates the modern study of floaters. He was simply using this as an example of female songbirds being fickle. But it is an excellent example of a small study area in which at least 9 males were present who were not detected until the male on the territory was removed. Unfortunately, we have no way of knowing how old these males were. Current studies of indigo buntings indicate that virtually all males more than a year old have mates. Did there used to be a lot more adult males in the 1940s than there are now? There is no way of knowing for sure. But Sidney Gautreau of Clemson University learned to analyze NEXRAD radar data to detect bird movements. He found that between the mid-1960s and the mid-1980s, the number of significant spring migration flights detected from his study area along the Gulf of Mexico had declined by almost 50%. He found a similar loss between the 80s and the new millennium. Although these are astounding numbers and some scientists have questioned his techniques because the numbers don't jibe with breeding bird survey results, the truth is that his is the only objective data we have quantifying raw numbers of transgulf migrants, including both floaters and breeding birds. Floaters provide an essential backup reserve population. I'm afraid we may be losing far more than people want to face. I hate doomsday reports, but unless we face bird decline square on, how can we possibly avert that doomsday? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.